Hi, Marvin. Marvin, thanks for calling back. I did try to call you when that other call got disconnected, but I guess your mailbox is not set up. Did you
Yeah,
maybe?
something was. But,
Yeah. I did send an email out to you, though. I don't know if you had a chance to take a look at that.
well, the problem was I had no service. There was nothing here. I don't know what
Oh.
happened.
That's okay. That's
So,
okay.
I had
So,
to turn the phone back on.
did you have any questions for me at this point before we get this all set up?
Well, nowadays, there's a lot of scams going around. Sure you know about them.
Right. Yeah.
And
So I.
that's what I'm always eerie about when I get these calls.
Well, I hear you. No, I completely understand. I've actually been with the company myself for over 10 years, and I could definitely say that the hardest part about my job in recent years are all these so-called SEO companies coming out of the woodworks. They're all claiming to provide first page placement. Most of them are a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or maybe some startup company. I did just now send a link out to you. That link is also on the email that I sent out to you when that other call
Okay.
disconnected. But it's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message, so you should receive that to your smartphone. If you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. You see that? Okay. You are, like I said before, going to be able to track your success 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. Not only can you see how much work you're getting and where it's coming from, you can see the work that we do to keep you on the first page. You can monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. And you'll have multiple reviews on multiple platforms. We are creating a lot of content for you. Like I said, 2004 is when we started. Actually, just a few days from now, I think it's on Sunday or Saturday, Sunday the 17th will be our official 19th anniversary. So probably on Monday, we're going to change that 18 to 19. That's a long time, like I said, for any company. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Below that big picture, that graphic right there, it says Google Ads Partner. And right below that, there's a small box that says Google Partner. There's a colorful Google G on that. Now, Marvin, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google. So you can click right on that box, and it would open up google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is a Google partner. Of course, that means we get our training and our updates directly from Google. So whenever they make changes to their map or path algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. So we make sure that we keep our clients on that first page, keep the right content out there, so that you stay ahead of your competitors. Now, just below that is where we've got the packages. And like I said, it's normally $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee, but we are talking about that platinum package, just the reduced pricing though of $2.49 out the door. So it's saving you almost $650 in your first month alone. Better even than getting the first month for free for the normal cost of the setup fee. First of all, it's only $2.49, not $2.99. And next month it's not going to go up to $5.99. Like I said, it stays grandfathered in at that $249. The new in business rate's kind of more of like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies. It does, of course, mean that we have to earn your business for a few months for it to make sense for us. But wouldn't be offering it to you below what it costs for us to get you on that first page if I didn't already know that you'd be successful using the service.
Okay.
Marvin, I
So,
never. Oh, go ahead.
go ahead.
I was just going to ask us. I never did get your last name, and Tara did not either.
Gotcha. My last name is Graber.
Graber? Is that Gray?
Graber.
Gray, no Y. Graber. Okay, Mr. Graber. And then, Marvin, did you have a question for me?
I did, yeah. I was wondering if you had an email if I could fill out as far as the payment.
Well, it is possible to do it that way, but I do still have to process the payment on my end. One thing that I am required to do, regardless, because we are a Google partner, is to read a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer to outline your service agreement. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website with my supervisor's permission, that we're waiving the setup fee and reducing the cost of the service. It does get recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, I could actually take the payment information, everything gets secure and encrypted once I hit update, and then we would process that payment and maybe even do your client interview.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a way to cancel if I'd want to cancel?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's actually part of the voice verification, that it is month to month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. All that you would need to do would be to give us a call. We definitely want to verify that it is you requesting the cancellation, but there's no fee to cancel, and you can do it at any time. So, like I said, actually the voice verification would probably answer a lot of your questions, and it is required of me before I ask you for that form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there and then schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Is that fair? Marvin, are you still there? Not sure if you lost service again. Hello? I don't know if you can hear me at all, but I definitely cannot hear you. I may need to give you a call back. Marvin, can you hear me? Marvin? Yeah, I do need to give you a call back, Mr. Graber. I think we lost that connection again. Hopefully you do have some sort of reception when I give you a call back, but yeah, I definitely can't hear you now.